Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go!
All right, we are back. Morning, studio.
Morning!
Well. We went on vacation for a week, sort of. Like, we were gone for a week, but one of those days you guys were gone, too. It was 4th of July. I do want to play this voicemail to start the show. Go ahead.
Hello, Bobby. Morning, studio. Just want to say thank you for almost all week. You guys gave us new content for the 4th of July. Just curious, did you guys stay late and do that? It wasn't all brand new, but it was mostly brand new, so I appreciate that. Anyway, like to know.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you acknowledging that. So here's what happens. Most shows, they leave, they just go, we're going to play best of. We don't want to do that. So as much as we don't have to, we stay late. We work extra days to make sure that even though we're gone, you get new content. So 4th of July, that was Monday. Everybody was gone off that day. We had full new shows with full new interviews on Tuesday and Wednesday. The only days you heard anything that wasn't totally new was Thursday and Friday. Still, people were complaining online about it. How?
Oh, still?
I'm treating them too good. I'm telling you, I'm treating people too good where they're getting all spoiled. Ugh. And when there are 2 days of reruns, because that's our first week of vacation of the year in July. And because there are 2 days of reruns, they're like, you go on vacation all the time. This sucks. I'm treating them too good. So, but I appreciate that because, yes, we stayed and worked really late before we left to make sure that if you listen to the show, we didn't treat you like other shows would treat you. Yeah, that's right. All the other shows, they treat you like crap. They kick you on their way out the door. They'd spit in your face and go on vacation. Not us. We hug you. And you know what? We hug you and you complain about us. I was pretty fired up over that. I was looking at the comments. Oh, my goodness. But, yes, we are back. And I'm happy to be back, but I had a really good vacation, which is something that I would usually not say because I would usually not mean it, but we had a really great trip, and it's just fun going on vacation with my wife, which I never got to do in my whole life until I met her emeritus. So we went to Utah and Arizona right there on the border, and I was talking to Mike D about it, and we were catching up on each other's vacation trips, and I was like, Mike went to the beach, and Mike, like me, hates the beach. you didn't hate the beach, did you?
I did not.
It's because you have a wife that's awesome.
That's why.
And so he's like, how'd yours go? I was like, it was good. I said, we're pretty active. And he goes, active? Looked like you were shooting a TV show. I said, well, you know,
early in the day, in the morning in the desert, we did very active stuff, like riding bikes through the mountains or climbing stuff or what else do we – we kickboxed. And it was awesome. I can tell you more about it later, but it was a really good trip, and I think she had a great time. And I come back, I don't know about refreshed and rejuvenated, because I always am both tired and rejuvenated at the always. Same time. Yeah, physically I'm always tired, but I'm always ready to go. So we're all here. I'm here, Eddie's here, Amy's here, Lunchbox is here, the whole crew is here. So we're here to give you some more great shows today, hopefully. But I don't have any new injuries. That was the first question.
That's good.
You know how you're in the woods all day? We used to hunt all day, and we'd come back, and we'd have to check ourselves for ticks.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, with your socks or your legs that's been covered, you take a minute, check yourself for ticks. I had to check myself for injuries once I got back, because I'm getting older.
Make sure everything was working.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, let me check my calf. All right, that one's good. I'm going to check my elbow. All right, that one's good. And so I did that, but all my pictures are up. If you want to see, we posted. It was just amazing. Like, I think even visually, my best vacation.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it looked beautiful.
And people would hit me up, and they would be mean. People are mean sometimes. After, they would go, why'd you do reruns? They would go, you guys took a photographer with you? How lame. No, we don't. Either I take it to Kaylin, she takes it to me, we prop it up somewhere, or we get someone to take it for us.
Not a photographer that
you
hired.
Those are the only four options. Okay. If you think we're flying with a photographer.
Crazy.
He's on the floor beside the bed with us.
Always.
I'm like, hey, Kayla, wake up Timmy. He's got to get a picture of this.
Oh, I'm here, guys.
There is no, I don't know what kind of life you guys think I live, but no, we don't take a photographer with
awesome,
us.
Though.
It would be awesome.
That'd be so cool.
And like the climbing ones on my Instagram, again, go to Mr. Bobby Bones, the climbing ones. We had our guide take them. He was like, I take them all the time. He had a wrist strap on so he wouldn't lose his phone climbing the mountains. So that's the other one. The other one is people will send, and people were really nasty to Caitlin the whole time anyway. But people sent Caitlin ones like, can't believe you take a full-time hair and makeup person on the road with you.
Hmm?
Is that the same person taking our pictures? Because I got news for you. Ain't nobody there.
Yeah.
And she was like, why are people so mean about this? Because she's asking me. And I'm like, you know, that sucks. But in this way that it sucks, it's kind of a compliment. Like,
yeah.
They're like going,
you take the best pictures,
yeah.
Great makeup.
Great hair and makeup. She does it herself,
yeah.
Every bit of it. So that's what's up. But we're all here. We're glad that you're here. Amy returned with a cough, a big cough.
Mm.
So I'm not going to really put a lot of pressure on her today because when she talks, she's like, yeah, I'm feeling right, Amy?
Yes, I've been sitting here listening and I'm scared to actually talk because when I do talk, a cough does come out. But I'm trying.
Like, I came back with a hat from where we stayed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Amy came back with the croup.
The cough.
Yeah, the Middle Eastern croup. All right, we're back. Had a little vacation. We're so pumped to be back with you guys on the radio. Let's go now and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'll keep it short and sweet. I just got a brand new phone. My friend was borrowing it to look something up while we were walking down the street. She tripped, fell, dropped the phone. The screen is shattered. While I feel horrible that she fell down, am I responsible for paying for my new phone screen? Or is she? Thank you. By the way, did I mention I'm 19 and broke? Signed, 19 and broke. Okay, very common thing here. Somebody breaks something of yours.
Dang.
Who pays? I think it would be nice if your friend said, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I will pay for that. That would be awesome if she just did that because I think that's what most people would do. But she also might be broke as well.
Yeah.
And she can't pay for it. You are you let her have the screen.
Yeah. So you have to circle it back to the origin of responsibility.
And is an accident by her, by the way, is an accident. You're responsible for paying for it, but it'd be awesome if she helped or did.
Yes.
But you are responsible.
Should she ask? But even though she's responsible, but can she ask for half?
Yes. No, she can ask for help.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I put a percentage on it because she may do 75, may do 100. Who knows?
Okay.
But I would say, hey, I got to get a new phone screen. Can you help me pay for this? Don't do half. And she will say, yes or no. You are responsible for your own phone screen because you gave it to her and then an accident happened. If she just grabs it, it's mine now. I'm the king of the world. Bam, slams it on the ground. Then she does. But yes. So I say it stinks. It's a bad situation. So you say...
I say it's your responsibility, but it's okay to ask. And if she, whatever she says, you have to accept.
Lunchbox?
The friend needs to pay for your screen.
Agree needs to, but isn't responsible.
Oh, responsible. If I lend Eddie my car and he wrecks it, Eddie is responsible to pay for it. Oh. So I lent you my phone, you broke it, you pay for it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, cars right. have insurance. Not all phones do. You know, so, I mean, that's going to be part of it. So Eddie would pay the deductible of the insurance.
That's fine. Yes, but that's what I'm saying. So your screen costs $100 that, and you don't
but
have
what
insurance.
What if Eddie just could not pay for it? I would say if I loaned Eddie my car and he's like, somebody backed into me. I backed into somebody. I don't have any money. I'd be responsible to pay for it. And I would just hope that Eddie could because I couldn't make him pay for it.
We can go to court.
You wouldn't take Eddie to court because he...
Then we wouldn't be friends anymore.
Well, that's fine.
I understand what you're saying, but I think...
that's fine.
You just write it off. You don't care. All right. Well, Amy and I feel like... that you're responsible, but if she's a good friend, she will help you pay for it or maybe pay for it all.
Yeah.
But you didn't loan it to her. When you loan it to somebody, it's still yours. You're still responsible for it. The end.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Thank you for the email. I think we'll close it up now.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I told you, I got a text from a friend and they were like, hey, we're having a wedding. We're getting married. Here's the invitation. Click the link. I clicked the link, RSVP through text. Got another text back going, you are RSVP'd. And I was like, that was so easy. One, cheaper for them. Two, I have to mail something back. I got to check. Let's stop with weddings having to pay all this extra money for sending out way too expensive invitations. It's so dumb. So I really enjoyed that text message. Easier for me, easier for them, cheaper for them. So I think that's a tradition that we should do away with, buying these stupid, expensive invitations. And you know who keeps telling us we need to buy these invitations? The companies that are making the invitations. They're the ones keeping this in the culture. So I have a list here from SWNS Digital. Top traditions of that are out that you should not do anymore. Number one, that the bride can't be seen before the wedding. Now, I did not see Caitlin, and it wasn't a luck thing. It was a... I wanted to just be surprised by her dress in the moment.
Yeah.
Right? But most people feel like if you see the person beforehand, that's bad luck.
Oh. Huh.
And that's where the tradition comes from is you don't see them because it means bad life. I don't know. That's pretty hardcore.
I don't know,
to go straight bad life if you happen to put your eyes on them. The next one, the bride's parents paying for the wedding. They say you should do away with that.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, that's circumstantial.
I agree.
Offering.
Yeah, but they feel like they have to, right? The tradition is they have to, so they do. And I bet a lot of parents are like, man, this really hurts us financially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I do not think that that should be the tradition.
That was awesome, though, dude.
I love that tradition. Yeah, and I got three boys. Eddie's got four boys. Yeah, I love that tradition.
Oh.
Let's keep going with that tradition.
Yep, let's keep going.
By the time y'all's kids get married.
I paid for my own wedding. I was cool with it. I didn't want to put that on them.
Yeah, but you were in a position where you could.
I was an adult. And if I couldn't, I'd have a smaller wedding.
Yeah.
That's the position I would have been in. Have a smaller wedding and pay for it. So next up. Bride and groom's guests sit separately. That's kind of a dumb tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You put, okay, you guys on this side, you on that side. Why can they sit together? Who cares?
It's like tells you who's there for who.
You can just look and see. You're 10 feet away.
Are you there for each other?
And then what if one person doesn't have as many people?
Yeah, you're there for both.
Yeah.
Walking down the aisle to Here Comes the Bride, which I see less and less doing that. She didn't. Although I feel like I should have walked down the aisle. I've said this many times. I really got screwed out of that. I wanted my own moment in the sun. I was going to do a couple twirls.
She didn't come down to that song, did she?
No, she came down to Jake Owen, Made for You.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember calling Jake and going, hey, man, we're going to do Made for You, your song, but you're going to be sitting there. I don't want you to sing it. Is that cool if we play it and we don't ask you to sing it? And he just thought it was a weird request because Jake's a friend. And he was like, yeah, dude. But we're like, we want to make sure that you don't feel like it's awkward when your song's playing, but it's not you. And it was played on violins and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we don't want you to stand up and be like, okay, I'll do it. Ah, I was made for you. Just enjoy the wedding.
I wonder if he was humming it while they were playing on the violins, like, oh, it was made for you, to himself.
And we wanted to give him a heads up so people wouldn't like stare at him and be like, oh, that's your song.
Yeah.
So Here Comes the Bride. I don't know that I've seen that in a while at a wedding. Dun, 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 dun. You know, that feels like that one's kind of going away. Yeah. The bride and groom's guests sit separately. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Who cares?
That's fun.
That's fun. That's
what
just
is
fun.
That?
A good luck thing.
Yeah.
But nobody gets hurt. No time's wasted. And then a white wedding dress. Oh, if I see them coming down to red, I'm like, oh, boy. She's at her fun, huh?
That doesn't mean that.
I know, but it's weird to think that you wear white because you're a virgin.
Sure, I know.
You know?
So, like, mine,
That's what.
Wait,
that's
why you wear white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to my tradition.
Yeah, that's what tradition says. You wear white.
I mean.
Then get rid of that.
You like why you didn't wear? That's why you didn't wear a white tux.
Yeah, that's why I didn't wear a white tux. Say that.
Yours is like pitch black.
Dang.
He wrapped himself in a black tarp.
Yeah. Definitely not one over here.
Down. So there you go. Those are the things that people think should be out. Go ahead.
I saw something the other day about a trend that's happening right now is daughters wearing their mother's wedding dress, but not as it was. Like they take it and they alter it to fit their style and vibe, but they're still using, you know, the bones and like of it. And so I thought that was cool. So as like think of it now, women that are getting married, save your dresses because who knows, your daughter might want to wear it one day.
Yeah, and you're going to save money. A lot of money.
Yeah.
That's an awesome thing. All right, there you go. Let's not do those anymore. Eliminate one, and it's never done again of all those that I said are kind of traditions going out. Which one would you eliminate? The dumbest one.
The dumbest?
I would say the dumbest one for me. Well, I'd say the making people sit separately.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
That's pretty dumb. Why? Mm-hmm.
No reason for that.
We don't need to like look and judge and be like, oh,
yeah.
Ooh, I got three more people. Amy?
I guess the seeing the people before.
Yeah.
Seeing I get bride. It.
Yeah. Because of bad luck. If you don't want to do it because of.
Just because it's like a little fun thing for y'all. Like you said, you wanted to see Caitlin for the first time as she's walking down the aisle. Like,
and I didn't want her to see the chaps that I was wearing until she was walking down the aisle.
She wouldn't let you wear them.
No, she wouldn't, and they were buttless. So that whole thing
but
was.
If you see each other before, then you can take pictures before, and that saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
We did our pictures quick, though, because we were like, we don't want to have everybody here and then be gone for a long time. So we told the planner, or no, the photographer, we were like, all right, as soon as we're done, we got like 12 minutes.
Oh, no, you handled that the way you handle most things in life.
Hurry up.
Where we were like out Hurry there up. And it was like click, click. And Bobby's like, all right, let's wrap.
Go. Let's go.
I was like, her family, you three, here, go now. Yeah. I just didn't want to be gone the whole time, you know?
I know, but right. I had never seen it go that fast.
All right, thank you guys.
Bobby Bonchon.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban released a new song called Brown Eyes Baby. Travis Denning announced a new EP called Might As Well Be Me coming out on August 5th. Here's a new song from it called Buy a Girl a Drink.
Buy a girl a drink, talk to her all night, call her 3 days later, kiss her in the porch, I go meet her mom and dad, Labor Day weekend. Catch hair from your buddies cause you're in the deep end. Buy a ring, get married, honeymoon on an island.
Scotty McCreery is thrilled by his success with his country radio number one hits.
Yeah, it's been an amazing ride, especially these last few months and few years. I remember a time not too long ago, I just wanted one. That was like my biggest goal in country music, so to have four is just nuts to me.
I'm Morgan. That's your skinny. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
We first shared this story a while ago about a 12-year-old named Brody who came home from school and Brody was upset. Only two teachers and two students signed his yearbook, and he'd also been bullied. And that story went viral. Well, Paul Rudd, who was in Ant-Man, a ton of movies.
Yeah.
But Paul Rudd heard about this, and he sent him a letter. And he signed an Ant-Man helmet and sent that to him as well.
That's awesome.
Brody's mother, Cassandra, shared images of both the letter and the helmet on Facebook. Paul wrote this in the letter. It's important to remember that even when life is tough, the things do get better. There are so many people that love you and think you're the coolest kid there is, me being one of them. I can't wait to see all the amazing things you're going to accomplish. And then he signed his name. Paul Rudd didn't have to do that.
That's really cool.
That is awesome. You know, it reminds me, I think we mentioned this too. There was this guy that worked at Burger King like 25 years and never missed a day of work.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, look what I got. And he was showing like the lame stuff they gave him for working 25 years. It was like a pair of earplugs, a Burger King hat. I don't remember exactly what it was. And David Spade like reached out on Instagram and sent him $5,000.
Yeah, amazing.
I mean, they definitely don't have to do that. And David Spade didn't share that story. Mm-hmm. He sent him $5,000 and just lived his life. And same here. Paul Rudd's people didn't share this, but loved it. Love it for the kid. Think Paul Rudd's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, let's play the game that's so fun for me and not fun for you. And by that, I mean the show, because it's a really hard game. It's called Never Gonna Get It.
You're never gonna get it.
And let's bring back on Kate. You may remember Kate from Troy, Idaho. We played with her. She did not win. I promised her we'd play with her again. Everybody say hello, Kate.
Hello, Kate.
Kate, say hello, everybody.
Hey, studio.
There we go. Yeah. All right, so here's the question, guys. It's a really hard question. You're never going to get it. All right, here we go. Most Americans think age 12 is the right time for kids to start being able to do this.
Oh, easy.
What is it? I'll read it again. Most Americans think that age 12 is the right time for kids to start being allowed to do this. What is it? All right, how it works, Kate, you have the first shot here. What do you think? Most Americans think age 12, that's the right age to let kids start doing this. What is it, Kate?
Women or girls wearing makeup, but that's only capturing 50%, so that's probably not it.
Okay.
Cell phones, but maybe parents do that earlier these days. Ride their bike to school.
You got three so far that all sound pretty solid. Most Americans think age 12 is the right time for kids to start being able to do this. Okay, you got 10 seconds. You're now on the clock, and let's hear your answer when you get it.
Have a cell phone.
Have a cell phone. Solid answer. Amy, when did you let your daughter have a cell phone?
Oh, she got one for her 15th birthday.
Eddie?
14, yeah, earlier this year.
So a little older?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Kate says have a cell phone.
Oh.
Is it have a cell phone? It is not.
Okay, good.
Okay, but one answer down. Anybody have that as theirs?
No. My answer is the right answer.
No.
Oh, Lunchbox, you think you know it?
Know it.
Nailed it.
Nailed
awesome.
It.
Love it.
100%.
All right, so think about it. Now we'll go to the show. You guys. Most Americans think age 12 is the right time for kids to start being able to do this. What is it? All right, you guys have your answers in?
Yeah.
Amy, how do you feel?
I feel okay.
Lunch?
Oh, I got it. This is it. Like, boom, boom, boom.
Lunchbox calls his shot every time. Yet to hit a homer yet. Eddie?
I feel good. Right in the middle of the road.
Wow, you always feel terrible.
I know, like, but I feel good.
I thought of this too easily.
Morgan?
I don't feel good. I don't have kids, so I'm just winging it over here.
Okay. Well, you are closer to 12, though, than these other three.
That's true.
Okay, Kate, pick one of these members of the show here, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, or Morgan, and if they get it right, you get it right, and you win not only the Sonic $50 gift card, but you win a signed copy of my book, Stanley the Dog and His First Day at School, voted number one children's book of all time by me. I voted alone. Yes. All right, go ahead, Kate. Who would you like?
I'm going to switch it up this time. I'll start with Lunch.
That's right.
Lunchbox, she's putting all the faith. You can end this game quick.
It's over.
We can get right to this song.
Hey, what song's coming up? We're going.
A good one right now. Yeah.
Hey, let's go to that.
Okay.
Let's just hit the song because it's already over.
You're going to say it over the intro of the song?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Lunchbox, here we go. Most Americans think age 12 is the right time for kids to start being able to do this. What is it?
Stay home alone.
Stay home alone.
Boom!
That's so good.
Big one.
That's so good.
That's it. He got it.
Boom! Let's go!
That's it. I agree.
Let's go to Sonic! Let's go to Sonic! Hoo! Hoo!
Yeah.
Hoo
now. I like that.
Yeah! Kate, get in the car. Gas her up. Let's go!
She didn't have the gift card yet. We got to mail it to her.
We'll meet her there.
I agree.
Okay. let's hit it with, is it?
No, it is. Stay at home alone!
Is it? Stay home alone.
Wow!
Oh.
I'm shocked.
That's a miss.
Okay.
That's a miss.
Are you guys changing the answer once I put in the right answer?
No.
I don't think you can do that.
It's on a piece of paper.
Are you guys, who's shocked?
I'm shocked. I thought he got it.
My answer is good,
I don't
good
care
too.
What you guys think about him getting it. I have the answer here. So we have three people, Amy, Eddie, and Morgan. Now, Kate, you can actually go with all three of them, or you can flip a coin to see if you win the prize. It's up to you.
Well, last time I tried going with everyone, that didn't work for me. So I think I'll flip a coin.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's not.
Well, let's see if anybody got it. Amy, what you got?
Social media.
Eddie.
Okay. Yeah, I said social media.
No. Morgan.
I said have sleepovers with their friends.
Ah, that's incorrect, too.
What about put themselves to bed?
No, the answer would have been babysit younger siblings.
Oh.
Age 12 when you finally can leave and they can watch the younger sibling.
Okay.
No need to punch the table.
No, because I thought about that.
Okay, Kate, you ready to flip this coin?
Sure.
All right, give me some coin flipping music. Here we go. It's time to flip the coin. Kate, pick it, heads or tails?
Heads.
She picks heads. Amy, I'm going to flip it. You yell from the floor what it is for a Sonic gift card. A signed copy of Stanley the Dog in his first day at school, voted number one kid's book of all time.
Bye.
By me.
Flip it.
What'd she pick?
Heads.
I got a little sidetracked by doing the whole bit there. Here we go. In the air, it's down.
Tails.
Oh no.
Dang it.
Kate.
Amy.
Shoot.
Amy.
What?
She just said heads. You're the only one that can see it. Like, what are you doing? Like, hey, what are you doing?
Say one thing about Amy is that she has integrity.
I know. Like, girl, it's just, no one can see it. Just say heads.
Okay, boy. I don't know.
Yes, Kate, please call him boy.
So,
Kate, you didn't win. I'm sorry.
Just give it to her.
I can't. The lawyers get on me. I can't.
Two out of three.
I don't know. Two out of three. What? No.
Flippies. Okay. Roll the dice.
I'll spin the dice here.
Oh, my gosh.
There's 100 numbers on it. Pick over or under 50.
Under.
She says under.
Let's go.
Number is 77.
Oh my goodness.
Bobby, no one can see it.
Boy,
just.
It's okay, because I had honestly called for another reason and I got.
No, that's okay. Hold on. I want to give another chance. Okay, here we go.
What's the other chance?
I'm going to hold up a number on my hand and it's going to be above 5 or below 5. Okay? And you can pick above or below, Kate. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Below.
Oh my gosh.
Six. Hold on.
You can't give.
Okay,
you can't.
Boy.
Yes.
You messed up.
Yes, other boy.
Because you told her I'm gonna hold up my hand. You didn't say hands.
I said hands. Yeah, I said hands.
Yeah, you did not say hands.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna put my phone either face up or face down.
Oh my gosh.
She's gotta win a game. Face up or face down. If you can tell me which it is, face up or face down, you are the winner, Kate. Is it face up or face down? Go ahead.
Face up.
She says face up. The answer is face up.
Yeah! That was amazing.
Wow! No one's ever won that game before. Because we never play against stupid. Kate, you win everything. Nice job.
I mean, legal will be happy with that.
She won a game, legitimately.
She's so good.
Hey, sue me, lawyers. Yeah. All right. Put Kate on hold, please, Scuba Steve. She's a big winner. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doop boop 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laurabella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. We're going to update you guys on the new shows we've watched. For example, Morgan, you watched What's Man from Toronto?
It's on Netflix with Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson, and it's so good. It's like an action and comedy movie. I laughed out loud several times. Kevin Hart is basically mistaken for this really intense dude and has to imitate him throughout the whole movie. It's a little raunchy, but if you're looking for like a good comedy action movie, it's really good.
All right, what do you give it?
I give 3.8 out of 5 hats.
Okay, we got to stop at the point eights. We can't. We got to stop. 3.7924.
It was so close.
Okay. I mean, we got to go halves and fulls, Morgan.
All right, 3.5 out of 5 hats.
Okay. So, Man from Toronto on Netflix. Ray, you watched a Trace Atkins movie?
Yeah, it's called 13 Minutes. It's basically the 2022 version of Twister. I feel like it was pretty budget, so unfortunately, I only give it 1 out of 5 deep voices.
Oh, dang.
1 out of 5 what?
Deep voices.
Oh, he's got deep voices. That
movie must have sucked.
Is it a movie or a show?
Yeah, it's a movie. It's an hour and a half on Amazon Video.
Okay.
And he chases tornadoes, right? Like, what? I don't understand.
No, he just stands there and fights them. He lets them come to him. He's a big guy.
His family's affected by him.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. Well, so that's Morgan and Ray's review. I'll give you one of the best shows I've seen in 5 years coming up.
Okay.
You guys have your movie reviews. We'll do that coming up next. Had a week off, had a great vacation. You can see a lot of my pictures on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. But let's go around and talk about the shows we watched and let's review them, because every time I go into my DMs, they're like, hey, what are you watching that's good? And I'll start with a show called Severance that I watched. It's on Apple Plus. Don't think I would have started it, but a friend was like, hey, this is right up your alley. It's like kind of future, kind of Black Mirror type show. And Adam Scott is his name. You know Adam Scott?
Yeah. What was he?
He's in everything. He's but in you a can't lot name things. Anything
yes.
he's in.
That's yes. it.
Yeah, Parks and Rec.
Yeah, there we go.
And so they put this chip in your brain, and when you go to work,
you forget everything?
You only know your work life.
Okay.
And when you go home, you only know your home life. So when you're at home, it only feels like you're ever only at home when you're at work. It's called Severance. It's the best show I've seen in 5 years.
Really?
For me, it was awesome, and it was just Caitlin and I going, we should watch another one, but if we run through it so fast, we don't want to watch it all today. It was better than binge watching. It was so good that we binge watched it with caution because we didn't want it to be over.
Okay, so I started this like 5 months ago. I watched episode 1, maybe even half of episode 1. I said, I'm good. And like, when did you watch it and say, like, oh, this is so good?
Caitlin said it was so good right as episode 3 was starting.
Okay.
I was into it like 20 minutes into it. And I was like, oh, this is for me. I don't get it yet. But I know this is like Black Mirror type stuff where it's like they're predicting what's going to happen in the future. Like it's somebody going, this is what's going to happen. So be aware.
I totally gave up on it, dude.
Dude, it's the best show I've seen in 5 years.
Okay.
Mike, do you've seen it?
I started it, yeah. Only seen 2 episodes though.
When did you start it?
Like 5 months ago, like Eddie.
Oh, you guys got to get it.
I just forgot about it.
And I'm not saying it's a super new show. It's a this year show.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about it. Okay, so I'm going Severance. I'm giving that 5 out of 5 brains.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
We started a show called Blackbird because we're never on Apple Plus because I'm like, what kind of freak watches Apple Plus? Honestly.
If it's not Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I'm like, who gets on that? And so there's a show called Blackbird because we will Google what's good to watch and then just look at the list of shows. And Blackbird got like 98%. And we're like, what is that on? Oh, Apple Plus. Okay, we went to it. And there's only 2, maybe 3 episodes now because it just started. But it's a true story of a guy who was a drug dealer, gun runner, had guns.
Oh.
He gets arrested and goes to prison. And they're like, hey, you have all these years. Now you can serve them because he's a young, really good-looking guy. Or
We can put you in a max security place, and you can get this confession from a serial killer.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, and you only got, like, you know, a little bit of time to do it. And so, again, it just started. It's like, again, episode three, we're into it. It's
that
good.
That sounds real good.
Yeah, I can't give it enough jail bars yet because I've only seen two. But we're watching that, and we love that. And so, we've watched the first three episodes of Only Murders in the Building on Hulu.
Yeah, those are good.
They're good. Lovely. Just a great, wholesome, fun show. Not wholesome for kids because they drop a bad word every now and then.
Yes.
But it's like, it's good. So I'm going to go. Those are my recommendations. Mike, you watched Thor?
Yeah.
And?
I loved it.
You did?
One of my favorite Marvel movies in a long time.
And you watched Thor, Eddie?
So my kids wanted to go watch Thor, and I said, all right, I'll go with them. Didn't expect much. Dude, it's so good.
Is it?
Thor, Love and Thunder is so good.
He's the worst one of all of them.
He is so funny in this movie. I laughed so hard, and they play all Guns N' Roses. Like, so I'm watching my kids jam out to Guns N' Roses. I'm like, this is the best thing ever, dude. It was so, so good.
Huh. You know, with Thor, I watched the first one and thought it was pretty good. Then I watched the second one. I was like, I'm out. No more Thor. But it's that good, huh?
Why do I
dislike Thor? Is he the weakest of all of them?
I think he's underrated, but yeah, his solo movies haven't been the most well-received.
Okay, so there's Thor. Amy, did you watch anything?
Well, Grey's Anatomy just got added to Netflix like at the end of last month, and so now you can binge the whole thing on there. So I started with season one, episode one.
Wait, have you ever seen it before?
Back in 2005. Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
I probably just started where I left off.
Yeah. McDreamy,
but,
right?
The thing, I can't remember, and it's all so good, so I'd rather just start with season one, episode one, and work my way to season 18.
That's a lot of seasons. Mm. That's like you're hibernating for the winter, or like you're running from the law or something.
I feel like they don't do that anymore. Like, nothing makes 18 seasons.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, well, that's what we watched. My three shows, Thor and season one of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
All right, keep us updated, Amy. All right, oh, by the way, big announcement. Tickets on sale Friday for my two shows. We're doing two more here in Nashville of my residency. Comedically Inspirational. It's comedy. It's basically an inspirational talk at the same time. There's music. Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, are going to play a little set as well. On Friday, Eric Dodd is opening. I don't know. Maybe an appearance from Sizzon Raymundo.
Vacation?
Did you know he was opening, Ray?
Did not. That's awesome.
Okay, so he's opening Friday night. Dodd didn't even call Ray.
Come on.
Means he doesn't want Ray showing up. And then Steve Moeckler on Saturday night.
Very cool.
They're opening up, and then it's I'm really pumped about it. You guys get tickets on Friday at bobbybones.com. If you want to come, we'd love to have you. Bring the kids. No bad words. If you want to bring the kids, it'd be super funny. All right, a couple voicemails. This is number one.
I was just wondering if Bobby could give some tips for when he's writing his stand-up comedy, because I want to do some like stand-up open mics, and just wanted his tips on when he's writing. Anyways, that's it.
Here's a tip, and I do this for writing comedy or this show or when I'm writing books, but I go into my notes app on the iPhone, and any thought that I have that I think, oh, there's a bit there, oh, there's something to write about, I write it in my phones. What do I have now, you ask?
Yeah, what do you have now?
Thank you for asking. I have Being Little Spoon. Because I'm Little Spoon.
Oh, that's a skit.
Well, not a skit. Okay, people.
A comedy bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a skit. Being Little Spoon, right? I have that. Uh-huh. I said, and this is not the joke, but it's like, if Being Little Spoon makes you think less of me as a man, well, you haven't seen me much on TV, like Dancing with Us. Anyway, so find things that's even more less masculine than that. Mm. So that, you know, and so the whole joke's not there, but I got the part to play with. Executives wanted me to talk about getting picked on or growing up poor. Because sometimes I just don't want to talk about it. And they're like, you know what? You'll get the ratings, go, people love it when you talk about that stuff. And I'm like, do you guys understand what you're asking me to? No, but if you talk about how you're on welfare, 0.1 in the ratings immediately up. And so I have like that, because it's just a weird thing to talk about. That's what I would say. I don't want to go through all my jokes here, or because they're not jokes.
Yeah, you give it all away, dude.
Well, it's not even jokes. It's just ideas. So what I would say, caller, is just write notes in your phone about things that you think are pretty funny, even if they're one line or so, and then go back and revisit them. And so, and open mic, and it's terrible. The first time you do comedy, it's terrible. You go up and nobody laughs at anything. And you're like, dang, I suck. But then you keep doing it. By the way, I am doing two more shows. Tickets go on sale this Friday for my shows August 12th and 13th. I'm doing two more comedically inspirational shows. It's kind of a half TED Talk, inspirational, half comedy show with some music in. And I'll say it now, Eddie will be showing up too. The Raging Idiots will be playing a little bit too.
Well, that was a surprise.
Well, last time it was a surprise, oh, yeah, but this
anymore.
Time, not anymore.
Okay.
Tickets go on sale Friday if you guys want to come to Nashville. Just bobbybones.com, but can't wait to do that. All right, here's Alex from Anchorage, Alaska.
I got a morning corny for you guys. What did the mama buffalo say to the baby buffalo when they went to school? My son.
It's all in the delivery. It's all in the delivery. All right, appreciate that. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There is a new hangover pill that just hit the market. It's only on sale in England right now, but it's only a matter of time till it makes its way to the U.S. It's been in the works for 30 years. So scientists, you know, they've worked out a concoction that they think is really going to keep people from feeling bad the next day. It prevents you from getting drunk. That's the only twist, is that it doesn't really go into your bloodstream as quickly as alcohol. So if you're just wanting to be a social drinker without the effects of alcohol, then this drug is for you.
This is terrible. Why would you ever take the pill?
What?
It's no one's going to take this pill.
That's why we drink.
Yeah, why would? Why don't you just, instead of being a social drinker, be a social fake drinker? I mean, if you have to act like you're drinking, do what I do. I don't drink, but I get a mocktail, and sometimes I'll say it to the bartender away. Or just, who cares?
You ever get a hangover from doing that?
No.
Nope. See? You're good.
That's the weirdest pill. I thought, well, if you take it and you have a hard night the night before, okay, I get it. But if you take it because you wanted to drink, but you didn't feel the effects of drinking, none of that makes sense to me. None of it. All right. I cannot see that being a successful pill. What else?
Okay. Well, Tom Cruise, have you seen how much money he could make from Top Gun Maverick?
No, but I would imagine he owns a part of that.
His initial salary for the movie was $12.5 million. But in his contract, he did agree to 10% of Paramount's cut, which it's made over $1 billion in the box office. And then there's streaming and DVD stuff. So he's set to make about $90 million.
Good for him. I was worried about him.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be struggling this year. Christmas coming up, you know.
He's going to be all right.
Well, 12.5 for an actor like Tom Cruise, is that's pennies, by the way. You know, he's a $50 million, $60 million guy. So when you go 12 to 90, that's significant. But 50 or 60 to 90, although that's a whole lot of money, it's not as significant, but I bet she makes more than that.
I can't believe Paramount agreed to that deal.
He probably wouldn't do the movie without having that in the contract.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, what else?
Well, Luke Bryan took a fall while on stage this weekend, but it didn't really affect his performance at all. He just kept singing while he was laying on the ground, and he even did some air humps while on the ground, so he also kept dancing.
I like that song. Air humps, air humps, air humps, air humps. Check it out. I saw it, and I love Luke and friends with Luke, so I would only say this because that's my guy. It almost looked like when you smush your granddaddy long legs and they keep moving.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And it's like the leg keeps going. You're like, he's down, but he's going. He's going. All right, Amy, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
7-year-old David Diaz Jr. is eating lunch in the cafeteria in Binghamton, New York with his friends. And he's sitting there eating when a kid, a table over, starts choking. And he's like, man, I watched The Good Doctor with my dad. I know how to do the Heimlich. He jumps up, runs over, grabs a classmate. Ugh! 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 Boom. Kids, okay. All thanks to David Diaz Jr. and The Good Doctor.
You know, I've never had to do the Heimlich on anyone, but I think because I've seen it so many times, I could.
Oh, yeah?
Is that the easiest lifesaver?
Is it the one you just wrap?
That's it.
And then you just push.
Wrap and chunk.
Pull.
And I'm sure there are real life people who know how to do it really going, shut up, you guys.
You can't really just do it.
But I think, isn't that probably the life-saving technique that we could do the quickest because we've seen it so many times?
And it has to be pretty easy if a 7-year-old's doing it.
Correct.
Like, name another one.
Mouth to mouth.
CPR.
Oh, again, I don't know that I'm doing it right because apparently now you're not supposed to do mouth to mouth. You're only supposed to do chest compressions.
Correct.
Oh. That when you poke the hole in someone's throat so they can breathe.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've never heard that.
You never want to do that one.
What?
Oh, what about the EpiPen?
That sounds easy.
Yeah, but the problem with that is you do it to yourself. Oh. So, and that's just, you don't want to do it to somebody else. Because you go and stab them with an EpiPen, they're like, whoa, bro, I was scratching myself. That's all I was doing. That's good. That's 7-year-old. That's awesome. Good story, Lunchbox. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, let's go over to Amy and get in the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why isn't there a professional hide-and-seek league?
Why isn't there a professional hide-and-seek league?
Good players are too hard to find.
That was the Morning Corny.
Our phone screener, Abby, went on vacation by herself. She was like, what do I do? And Abby, who convinced you to do this?
Eddie and Scuba Steve.
Okay, so before you give us your what you call your highlights and your sketchy lights, are you happy you went by yourself?
I am. I had a great time.
Okay.
I don't know. How she said it, I'm not convinced.
I feel like there are a lot of stories.
Oh, no, I really did.
How many highlights do you have?
Five.
Okay,
yeah,
let's go. Let's count them from the bottom up. Your number five highlight from vacation by yourself, Abby.
Okay, so I saw an artist walking on the street, actually.
Like a painter?
No, a singer, a country singer from Nashville.
Oh, who was that?
Priscilla Block.
And did you go talk to her?
I did not. Oh. I wasn't sure if it was her at first. Because we were just walking on the street. Then I was like, wait a minute, was that her? And then I went to her Instagram and she was
all right. Yeah,
that's why it's number five.
Number four, yeah. Abby's highlights?
I was on a fireworks cruise on like a catamaran. And I was just taking pictures of the ocean, and then I turned around, tripped on a bench, and I fell. Spilled my drink everywhere. My phone went flying. Everybody saw. So that was awesome. Wonderful.
Wait, that's not a highlight. I think she's confusing what highlights means.
So I mean, that's these are like the main points of my trip.
Okay, so
I guess highlights and lowlights. I don't know.
Memories, maybe? No. Memorable moments?
Okay, yes, we'll just call these Abby's Big Five memorable moments. All right.
I don't know what
number
these are.
Number three, Abby.
Okay, so I met this guy in Miami. He was really cute on the street
right.
corner.
Nice.
And I was like, ooh, where should I go? You know, I was lost. I had no idea what to do. We kind of walked to a park, and then we split ways. Well, I saw him in Key West the next day. He was at the same bar I was at, and I was like, oh, my gosh, hey.
He followed you.
Hold on. Go ahead.
No, I don't think he, I don't know.
Yeah, air tag.
Go ahead.
Oh, and then we kind of hung out, watched the sunset, and then we had plans to sing karaoke because he brought it up. He was like, we should sing karaoke at a bar. And then he got my number, and then I never heard from him. He ghosted me.
Oh, no. Yeah. Wait, did you kiss him?
No, I didn't.
You watched the sunset in a different state, and you didn't kiss him?
He had a buddy with him, so then
triple
I kind of turned into a third wheel. But then I kept running into him all the time, but I didn't. I didn't let him.
Wait,
see me.
So he ghosted you, and then he kept seeing you. Did you guys ever talk again?
I don't think he saw me. I saw him,
but that's creepy too.
All right. So did you follow him?
No, he
that's what it is.
Yeah, he didn't follow you. You followed
him.
She
air tagged him.
Yeah, my bad. I had it all wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Me too.
Number two, Abby.
Okay, so this was awesome. I was driving through the Keys, and it was noon, and I heard my national anthem on the radio play.
That is awesome.
Like, it was really cool.
For our new listeners, Abby is our phone screener, but she also, you know, has a dream of being a singer. So she recorded the national anthem, and a lot of our stations wanted to play it because they played the national anthem. And you heard it randomly? Did they know you were there?
I don't think they did. I really don't.
That's amazing.
That's really cool.
That's like artist's first song on the radio type moment.
It was
What'd
really
you do,
cool.
Abby?
Oh, I freaked out. I actually took a video. I am
That's awesome.
But I was going like 5 miles an hour, so it was fine. And then there was a flag on a flagpole on the side of the street, and I was like, this is so crazy. It was really cool. It was
like
a moment.
U.S. flag.
Yes.
No, there's
like
U.S. flags everywhere.
American
That's
flag.
Not that crazy.
No, there's
no,
not.
No, I liked it. I liked it.
On the side of the street.
Your number one, Abby, your number one big moment from your vacation alone.
I met people at a bar. They invited me on their boat the next day, and we went to a secluded island, and it was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. What? I'm
terrified. Tell us more.
I'm so scared.
Wait, what really happened?
Yeah, tell us what happened on that island.
No, we just went to
Who
like
Who are
this...
these people?
I don't know. I was in a bar, just started talking to some people, and I was like, man, I just want to go to like a sandbar out in the middle of nowhere where it's clear, the water's clear, and they were like, we're going tomorrow. So I jumped on that boat.
Just went?
I did.
You know who they are now, right?
Oh, yeah, they're cool. It was like a family.
Yeah, they're down. Okay. They're hip.
No, they're really cool.
Okay.
Like, did it have, like, family with kids, or are you talking, like, a family of dudes?
So it was two daughters about my age and then their parents. So
okay,
I
that's
safe.
Cool.
That's yeah,
safe.
We trusted
We're okay with that.
We trusted
All right, so
other.
That's Abby, our phone screener. All right, in the next segment, like 3 minutes or so, Abby, our phone screener, she went on vacation by herself for 5 days, and she came back with stories. She has her highlights, and we heard those. And now she has her 5 sketchiest moments. We're going to hear those in the next segment. All right, you guys hang out for that. Also, just an announcement here. Here we go. On August 12th and 13th, I'm doing 2 more shows in Nashville. They are called Comedically Inspirational. Tickets go on sale this Friday at BobbyBones.com. So Friday, 10 a.m., BobbyBones.com. If you want to come, we'd love for you to come. We got music. I'm going to do my show. It's a comedy show and kind of an inspirational talk at the same time. So be ready. Friday, BobbyBones.com to get your tickets. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife Jerly and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Abby is our phone screener. She went on vacation by herself to Florida for 5 days. So what I'd like to do is go around the room and everybody say one thing about Abby so our audience knows her a little bit before she gives us her 5 sketchiest moments from the trip. I'll go first. Abby is from Kansas. She was born and raised in Kansas. Went to KU. Big Jayhawk fan. And that's my fact about Abby. Amy, what do you got?
She's the sweetest person ever.
Yeah, very sweet. I mean, she went to a Brooks and Dunn concert maybe 2 weeks ago, and she got me a shirt from merch of Neon Moon because she's like, I know Ronnie Dunn played this at your wedding, and I got one from the concert since you weren't there. I thought that was the nicest thing ever. Super sweet. Eddie?
Okay, Abby likes to have fun. Like, she doesn't sit at home and like, oh, I'm just going to spend all day at home. No, she likes to get out and do fun things.
Would you just say that? Is it generic or is that real?
You know, it's real. Okay. She does. She tells me all the time.
Lunchbox?
I would say awkward. She's very socially awkward in situations. No, she really is. And she'll admit this, right, Abby? You're socially awkward.
I would sometimes, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. So in social situations, she doesn't really know how to act, and she fidgets, and she's always trying to move around because she doesn't know what to do, and she's delusional.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
She's been single for 99% of the time that we knew her.
Yeah.
She struggled because she was like, guys, keep ghosting me. She had a boyfriend for a little bit. Now she doesn't again. I think that's it. Abby, you're what, 30? 31?
31.
Okay. So now their audience knows Abby. Abby, let's do your five sketchiest moments from your solo vacation that Eddie and Scuba told you to do. Number five.
Well, I kind of grouped the guy that ghosted me as one of them. So that whole thing was a sketchy deal.
But it seems like you followed him around after he ghosted you.
I did not. We happened to be at the same places. I really didn't follow him.
So Abby,
like, it was weird.
Abby met a guy. They watched the sunset. They talked about karaoke. He never called her back, but somehow she saw him every day from then on out.
Interesting.
In a different city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was weird.
All right, Abby, number four.
Every time I sat at a bar by myself, an older gentleman would just come and sit by me and start talking. Like, it was very, very strange. It was never anyone my age. They had to be very, very weird. This guy said he was the main or one of the head entertainers in Key West. And I was like, what does that mean?
Did you look him up?
It's like, I looked him up and I couldn't find anything, but.
So did he entertain you?
I asked him, he's like, oh, I'm too embarrassed to say. I was like, what? And then he looked around all dramatic. He's Spider-Man that rides around on a scooter, back and forth. He's one of, because they have street performers like on Mallory Square there, you know, during sunset.
So and Spider-Man tried to say what's up and you wouldn't give him time of day?
Yeah.
No, not really.
He wouldn't ghost you. He may web you.
Hey. He got caught in his web.
Yeah, and then I saw him riding on a scooter and he waved at me. It was funny.
All right. So you met a celebrity.
I did. I guess
number three, Abby, let's go.
Okay, so there was, I'm trying to just go listen to some live music. There was a bouncer there, and he's like, hey, you want to hook up later? I won't tell your husband.
What?
I'm like, what?
Oh.
Did you?
Like, the bouncer?
So.
No.
What was wrong? That's a good line.
No, that's not a good line. Abby, number two.
Okay. Oh, in Miami, I forgot this one. I was at a bar just watching the sunset, and this older guy tried to buy me a drink and get me to go on his yacht.
Dang, man.
What?
Okay, Abby, stop acting like you have trouble with guys.
I mean, Abby is just so beautiful. Guys. All these guys are just falling over her. I mean, yachts and boats.
I believe her. I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, was the guy creepy?
Yes.
He
could have
yacht.
Been my grandpa. He was an older gentleman.
And you didn't want to, you just, okay, I agree.
I didn't
maybe
entertain it.
Okay, okay. And,
I didn't even take the drink.
What superhero was he?
Yeah, I know he was not.
That was Bruce Wayne.
Okay. And your number one creepy, the yacht, man. I don't know that I could have said no to that.
The yacht sounds
awesome.
You got to check it out.
I never even been on a yacht. Okay, number one.
It could have been cool. I don't know if this is really that creepy, but like a married listener, I ran into him and he kept talking to me and he was like, oh, my wife and I love you. And he kept backing away. And he's like, I promise I'm not a creeper. And at the end of the conversation, he was like 20 feet away. I was like, it's fine. You don't need to keep like backing up.
Well, here's what I'd say. Abby calls every man a creeper.
Uh-huh. Everyone.
Yeah. We've just heard. So I don't know that I disagree so much. I'm afraid to go up to her today.
No, I wasn't scared of him.
Well, Abby, you are the one that if a married man helps you lift your luggage on the airplane, that is inappropriate.
That's
so he's just like, oh, my gosh, Abby's going to talk about me saying I was being inappropriate because I talked to her and I'm married.
Is Abby perpetually single because she thinks every guy's a creep?
Oh.
Yes.
But why does she think every guy's a creep?
They're just always three times my age, and I'm just not interested.
They're always 90? You know? Well, dang, that's trouble.
That would be creepy.
That's a
two times.
That's a tough one. I agree with you there. Excuse me, miss.
Would you like to have a drink?
Let me take out my teeth. Maybe we can share a soda with two straws.
Let's go. Hey, you guys can call in if you would like. 877-77-BOBBY. I'm going to do the news in like 30 seconds. Amy is in a studio in her home because she got sick on vacation. That would probably be her thing that stunk from vacation. Mm. We can do that. What stunk on vacation?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Do I have one though?
Yeah, yours is pretty good.
That one, something that stunk?
No, your vacation was
pretty
good.
Yeah, it was good. Really good. I'm trying to think of anything stunk. Oh, yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Yeah, I got one. I got a big one.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up in a few minutes. But now, the most important segment of the day, your big stories.
Bobby's big stories.
A Georgia mom has slammed American Airlines for losing her 12-year-old daughter when she flew alone from Tennessee to Miami. Monica Gillum, 39, blasted the airline after Kimber was not escorted off the plane and disappeared. The youngster had been flying solo from Chattanooga to Miami last week to see her father. The mom had forked over an extra $150 for her to be chaperoned through both airports, and a cabin member who had a badge would be walking her. But when she got off the aircraft, they smiled and waved, and away she went. I'm assuming they found her at some point.
Yeah, they found her.
They found her.
Yeah. That's in Daily Mail. I tell you, what do I know? What do I know, right? Let's say it. What do I know?
Hey, what do you know?
Nothing. I know nothing. But when I'm 12, I can navigate through an airport. 12, I'm pretty smart. By 6th, 7th grade, I can just follow signs. When I was 12, I was paying taxes.
That depends,
though. I was working a job.
I feel like the Miami airport's big.
Nah, you're probably right, but I'm saying when I was 12, I had to grow up a little earlier than most folks. When I was 12, I was rocking it, though. Let's go. Next up, consumers spend an average of $133 more each month on subscriptions than they realized. This according to a study. We added up all of ours, and when we added them up, we realized we need to cut a couple.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to cut the one with the 1883 on it.
Paramount?
Yeah. We don't watch enough there right now.
That's tough, though. It's a tough decision.
We never go over to it. And right now, there's not a show that makes us go to it. And if there is, we'll hit re-subscribe, but it's just too much.
Was that the only cut?
Yes, for now.
You probably would have cut Apple Plus, but then you found that
show. We watched, yes, we found Severance, and now we're like, and then we started watching Blackbird.
Yeah.
So, yes, but we are making the move. But even Hulu, like we're on Hulu a little bit, but only Murders in the Building's there.
Mm-hmm.
All a subscription service needs is one really good show.
And they got you.
And then they got you, and then you just forget until you add them up again, like the study says. Yeah. It's $133 per month. You subscribing, Amy, to anything that you probably don't watch as much as you should?
No. I already went and did a clean out several months ago, and I feel pretty confident with where we are. But yeah, we were definitely wasting a lot of money, that's for sure.
We also have cable, too. So by the time we have cable and then start add up the services,
yeah,
I can't leave it.
Yeah, cable's important, guys.
It's sports so and...
I don't have cable.
Yeah, well, a pin of rose on your nose. next up, science proves that being hangry is real. For the first time ever, a new study has linked hunger to a person's emotional state. The study suggest that increased levels of hunger increase a person's anger and irritability. Well, the sky's blue.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, the ground is flat and it hurts when you fall on it.
Duh.
When people get hungry and they get angry.
This is real.
Okay, yeah, that's a dumb one. Do you want your home to smell like a bowl of Lucky Charms? Well, General Mills just released a line of cereal-inspired candles. I don't know, does this candle make you sick like the Lucky Charms did?
Oh.
Yeah, it made
a
lot of
recall
sick.
Of Lucky Charms? If a whiff of Lucky Charms is enough to transport you to a simpler time, you can now access the aroma on demand. As Food and Wine reports, Target is now selling a line of cereal-scented candles from General Mills.
Oh.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch would be a good one.
Yes, that'd be real good.
They have that one. They have Honey Nut Cheerios. Ain't nobody buying that.
That doesn't smell like anything.
Ain't nobody buying. If you get to go pick from, here are the five they have. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that's a good smell.
Yep.
Lucky Charms, a pretty good smell. Trix smells too sugary, and I love sugar. But Trix is like it's all the fruity.
Yeah, little balls.
Yeah. So I'm going to pass on that one. Cocoa Puffs, pretty strong. And Honey Nut Cheerios,
yeah.
Those are the candles you can put in your house and make it smell like that. A Florida woman hid her mom's body in a freezer to keep collecting disability benefits.
That's crazy.
Police say. This is from Local 10 News. A Florida woman hid her 93-year-old mother's dead body in a freezer in order to keep receiving those checks. Officials obtained a warrant Thursday for the arrest of Michelle Renee Hoskins, 64, for failing to report the death of her mom, Marie Hoskins. Officers found Marie Hoskins' body inside of a chest freezer after a welfare check. Yes, it's crazy and it's sad, but I absolutely get it.
The money part.
If you're depending on that money to get by and she's passed away and you didn't kill her, right? I don't think she killed her.
No,
right.
She
died
that's a whole naturally. Different level. If she sure. kills her, that's a but she died. Like, I understand. I wouldn't do it, but I'm not in a state where I would maybe have to do it.
Even if you knew your mom was in the garage in the freezer, like, all the time. She's just
like
in
every
there.
Time you
but
pass
again,
her.
If I have to pay bills and buy groceries, and let's say I don't know if this is true, but I have a disability and I can't or something. Like, I get why you would do this. You do a lot of things whenever you can't afford stuff. It's a weird story and a sad story, but I understand it. Some crimes I don't understand. Some of the, I'm like, I don't know why people do that. But people hurt kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not in my head. I can't find that in me to even understand. Do I get why someone robs a bank? Yeah.
They need money.
Yeah. Like, I get why she would do this, but that's sad and that sucks. Minions. I mean, it made over $123 million over a 4-day opening. Massive. Just one of the biggest movies ever. And now people are doing something what they call Gentle Minions. And I saw people doing this on TikTok, and it was so funny. So what people are doing, mostly really funny teenagers, they get really dressed up, and they go to the Minions movie. And they're in ball gowns and suits and tuxes. And so they go and they watch it. But every time the Minions come on screen, they go crazy. So it's like they're watching it, but whenever the full group comes on, they're like, the whole theater.
That's
hilarious.
Really funny.
And so if you Gentle Minion it up, some movie theaters are saying, please don't.
Because you're bothering other people.
They're saying, can you imagine you go in and you're not part of the Gentle Minions?
Yeah.
And there's a whole theater full of Gentle Minions, and they just go crazy whenever the group shows up. So the movie does massive numbers. Movie Mike, did you see Minions at all? Or do you plan on seeing Minions?
I'm going to see it this week.
You should go and Gentle Minion it by yourself, though.
Oh, I want to so bad.
One man Gentle Minion. You're kicked out of there. A boy who saved their father says they learned CPR from the Sandlot. Two twin 10-year-old brothers, along with their friend, managed to save their father's life using a technique they learned from this classic movie.
Okay, I got him. Come on up, Wendy. Everybody move back.
Please pull through.
You're right.
Never mind. Come on, Squid.
What?
This magic.
It's such an awesome scene. He saves Wendy. Squints and Wendy Peppercorn. It's awesome. Squints was always my hero. Kind of look like an adult Squints
now.
Yeah,
you do for sure.
But yeah, that's what happened. Bryden Hessick credited the Sandlot for teaching him CPR, which he performed on his dad after he had blacked out while performing routine breathing exercises in a backyard pool. So the dad wasn't okay. They flipped him over. He saw it on the movie.
Wow.
Crushed it. Saved him. Awesome news. I guess in sports news, I'm going to have to be a Carolina Panther fan now. Baker Mayfield's going over to Carolina. I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan. It wasn't always when he's at Oklahoma, but then he messaged me and was like, hey, so listen to you all the time in Austin. And I was like, that's my guy. Big fan.
That's my dude.
So I've been a big Baker fan now for a long time and saw that Baker went to Carolina. Super pumped for him, and I hope they win a lot of games. I'm going to be a Titans fan first. I didn't grow up with an NFL team. I grew up in Arkansas. We did not have an NFL team, and most people in Arkansas were Cowboys fans.
Yeah, so where are you?
So because of that, I was not a Cowboys fan.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I've never been a Cowboys fan. So I just didn't have a team. I wandered aimlessly. I liked the Bengals because they had Boomer Esiason, who was a left-handed quarterback, and I was a left-handed quarterback when I was younger. And then I just kind of floated off into nowhere. But now it's Titans because I live here, and then now, hey, Panther up. What do they say?
I don't know.
Whatever. I'm with you, Baker. Yeah, the Pirates. Mega Millions jackpot grows again ahead of tomorrow's draw. $440 million. I'm out, Lunchbox. Don't ask. Me too.
I was about to say it. Like, guys, this would be it. We come back from vacation.
I've lost too much money.
No. Listen, story. Goes on vacation, stress reliever, and they come back super rich.
That's a terrible story.
I mean, that ain't very good headlines.
Stress
for sure.
Reliever?
Fox 8 Cleveland has the whole story about that. Are you playing at Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm going to buy 100 tickets.
Oh.
$200.
You're going to spend $200?
Have to.
Wow.
It's almost almost $500 million, and it's the biggest it's been in like over a year.
Don't they always say that though?
It's every story.
I feel like I hear that all the time.
It's the biggest it's been since the last one. Yes.
All right. You guys be laughing. I'm going to go on permanent vacation.
That would be death, I think.
Oh, yeah,
a permanent vacation.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
And finally, gas prices are dropping.
Thank goodness.
Gas prices are coming down after months of record highs. AAA spokesperson Andrew Gross said that Americans can expect the trend to continue. The national average is now 26 cents lower than the record set on June 14th. So gas is going down. And that is from Bloomberg. All right. I think that's your news. You want to call us, you can. 877-77-BOBBY. All right, we're back after a week off of vacation. Thank you guys for being here with us today. I thought we'd go around the room and share the worst thing about vacation. And how that comes up is Amy, because Amy's not in the studio with us. She's at home. Amy, we'll let you start. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's it. The worst part of my vacation was getting sick on the last day. I had actually a really great vacation, and it was awesome until the day traveling home, and I started to feel really, really bad, and now here we are, and I just have a cough, and it hurts, but hopefully I'll be better soon.
Have you checked again for COVID?
I have, and it says I'm negative.
Negative?
Negative.
Well, it's like a horse.
That's more.
What's a horse when he's negative for COVID? Negative.
Hey, that's funny.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, well, keep checking, because sometimes it takes a few days to hit you. Okay, so that's Amy's. What'd you do on vacation, by the way? Do you want to share?
Yeah, we went to Colorado and did the Young Life family camp. So I also could have gotten sick because that was probably around 100 kids.
Yeah, that's probably it.
You know?
Yeah.
But it was the coolest thing ever. We did so many awesome things that I've never done before. And it was just really fun. And your kids play the whole time, and it's like they go off. I wouldn't see them for hours. And I was like, this is the best vacation ever.
All right, Lunchbox, worst thing that happened on vacation?
We went down to Florida to go to the beach, and the second day we were there, my two-year-old, after a day at the beach, is getting in the shower, and he takes a step in, slips, falls backwards, boom! Busts his head wide open on the shower, go to the ER.
You had to go to the ER in a foreign in a
foreign
town,
state.
Yeah, in a town or state.
Yeah, so we went to the Johns Hopkins down in St. Pete, three staples in the head, and they say, oh, and by the way, no swimming until the staples come out.
Oh, man. Oh no.
And so our vacation was spent at the beach, sitting in the sand, not getting in the water. It was
the whole family?
Well, yeah, because you can't tell the two-year-old. Like, the two-year-old doesn't really understand. He starts throwing a fit if the, you know, three-year-old gets to go in the water. And so it's just like, man, this is terrible.
So other kids who didn't have stitches didn't get to get in the water?
We'd get in the water to our ankles and then be like, oh, can't go any deeper because, you know, can't get your head wet. And it was just like, this is terrible. Like,
yeah,
so you just have sand on it. So the vacation was a lot of sitting around in the sand, building sandcastles, doing nothing, not getting in the water, not swimming. The whole trip was planned around. So it was awesome.
Eddie?
Yeah, so we also went to Florida, and we did the whole beach thing. But somewhere in the middle, I said, hey, let's go to do a airboat gator tour or whatever. So my wife gets online. She books it. We get there, and we're 5 minutes away. And I said, hey, are you sure we're going to see gators out there? She's like, well, the airboat thing didn't say gators, but I'm assuming it's the Everglades. There's gators. We get there, and the guy's there on the boat. And we said, hey, so we're going to see a lot of gators, right? Because the kids want to see gators. He's like, we may see one or two, but it's mostly a historic airboat gator Everglades ride. And we're like, no, we want to see gators. So we had to cancel it. We drove an hour out to go do it. But then on the way back, we saw a real-life gator in a canal. We said, boys, we just saved $500, and there's a gator.
You drove in your car, just drove over
water? It was about an hour and 10 minutes, and we were upset when the guy said we were probably going to see like one little baby gator, maybe.
$500 for how many people?
For the whole family.
Six
of us. It was a private airboat ride. $500. So I was already upset about that. And if we're going to see gators.
I was like, wow. Yeah, I had to cancel that. I saw the price tag. Yeah.
Dang.
Uh-huh. So then we canceled it, but we saw a real live gator anyway.
We went to Utah, and there's a lot of pictures of, because the first half of the day, we'd go and do very outdoorsy, adventure-y stuff. And the second half of the day, we just hang out and chill. But we're in the desert. It's the desert in like Utah, Arizona, right on the line. And our first night, the air conditioner went out in our hotel room.
Oh.
Just boom, done.
In the desert.
In the desert, right. So I call and I'm like, hey, our AC's out. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. And we've been traveling all the first day to get there. We already unpacked our stuff. And they're like, okay, it's like 11:30. Like, we'll come over and we'll just move rooms to this other room, you know, all the way across. And we're like, oh, man. Can you just bring some fans or something? Like, we're low maintenance. So they brought some, like, Dyson fans and put them down. And so they came, and the next day they fixed the AC. And then we got back to our room. AC was not fixed. So day two, no AC. So we had two of the three nights with no AC, but then we left. They like gave us half off all of our hotel stay.
Let's go.
We didn't even know. We didn't even ask for it.
That's what I'm talking about.
They said good. You get one free gator ride in Florida as well.
Exactly.
So we're going to do that too. So it wasn't anything terrible, but that was the kind of annoying thing is that we kind of woke up sweating at night in the desert the first night.
Yeah.
And then we just turned fans on us, but I'd wake up so stuffy. I couldn't breathe because I had the fan right on my face. I wake up, good morning. But it was a lot of fun. Glad to be back. We did some new shows last week, meaning July 4th was a holiday, so that was what it was. But the Tuesday and Wednesday of last week, we did all new shows, had Luke Bryan in, did a whole thing. So those were all new if you missed them on podcast. But we appreciate everybody being here. We're glad to be back. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife Jerly and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today, foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Let's talk to Sarah in Louisiana. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing pretty good. What can I do for you?
So I was calling. I listen to y'all every morning on my commute to work. And my boyfriend and I have been talking about moving in together. Our plan is to move in together pretty soon. We live 2 hours away from each other right now. So moving in together is a big step in our relationship. So I was just calling to see if y'all had any advice for living with your significant other.
Yeah, I have a lot of patience. I mean, I think living with them before you decide to get married is the move, because you learn a lot about somebody if you're living with them. You think you know if they're staying over some and you're going back and forth some, but you don't really know how they live whenever you're with them 24/7. Like, where do they throw dirty clothes on the floor? Their bathroom habits.
Oh, yeah.
And what they actually do, where they put stuff in the bathroom, how they sleep all the time. It's just have patience and you will figure it out. I don't think, you know, unless he's is a stabber in his sleep, you're going to break up. You're going to find anything that, but it's just have a lot of patience. You know, does he stay over a couple days at a time already, or do you stay with him?
Yeah, we usually stay in between each other's places every now and then. I also have a job that's 2 hours away from him, so I have two different jobs. So every now and then we get to stay with each other. So we kind of have gotten a taste of being together, but just not 24/7 living with each other yet.
Well, it's also space, right? Closets are now a thing whenever you live together, more so than when you just stay together a couple days at a time. You know, you're probably going to want the bigger closet. I mean, or are you going to his house or your house? What are you guys doing there? Are you buying a new place?
We're looking to rent a new place.
Okay. Just have patience. I mean, he's going to pee probably all over the floor that he doesn't do when he just stays. Guys are disgusting. Here's what I'm going to say. Be ready to still love him even though you find out new disgusting things about him. Because I consider myself a clean, easy to live with guy, and even I sometimes pee on the lid, don't clean all the toothpaste out of the inside of the sink when it gets down there and gets crusty.
He's gonna make a mess when he shaves.
Absolutely. Oh, sometimes I'll shave and it'll be on the floor and I'll just leave and I won't know it, but I'll come home and she'll be like, hey, I think there's an animal that died next to the sink, you should check it out. And I'm like, what? Oh, and I walk in, it's all my whiskey. I'm like, ah, got me. It'll be good, it'll be awesome, and just be prepared to be more disgusted by him, but love him more, okay?
Okay.
Eddie, anything you want to say to her?
No, I mean, I'm with you, but I also, too, think that just testing it out before you get married is a good thing.
Amy, anything you want to say?
I mean, tips for living together, you're just going to have to, as things happen, just be open to talking about it and maybe set any expectations you have. Like, if you go ahead and have some of the talks before it happens, then you know expectations. Like, these things Bobby's saying, go ahead and talk to him about it. Hey, I would love it if when you shave, you could go ahead and clean up your beard.
My wife said that to me, and it didn't help much.
Didn't change anything, did it?
You know, and then you got to talk about, you know, paying bills. Is it 50-50? Oh, yeah. Is it based on how much, who makes the most? All that stuff. Here's another thing. Some of that awkwardness will have to be addressed now that you didn't have to address when you were just staying with each other. And maybe it's not awkward, but it's like, we're going to split the bills 50-50. Everything. Bills. Well, but you ran the air longer.
Yeesh.
Some of the roommate stuff now comes into play. It's going to be awesome, though, so we don't...
After all that.
Yeah, we don't...
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. All right, Sarah, good luck. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you listening.
Okay, thank y'all.
All right, bye. My wife is very easy to live with. I don't think that I am sometimes. I wake up early. I try to be quiet way early in the morning. And I try hard. But how quiet can you be?
No, that's very difficult.
Whenever it's... Before the sun comes up,
mm-hmm.
and I need to shave and do push-ups. And
do you do push-ups? What?
Here's a story I was teasing before the break here. An influencer had to be wheeled through an airport after she experienced horrible pain from holding in her farts.
Oh, yes.
What? The 21-year-old was at a music festival with her boyfriend. She began to experience deep pain in her stomach because she was too embarrassed to pass gas in front of her boyfriend. And it hurt her so bad, then she couldn't walk and she had to get in a wheelchair and they had to roll her through the airport in a wheelchair.
I mean, talk about embarrassment now. This is a national story.
Oh, yeah, true. Everyone knows now. Mm-hmm. She tried to hold it in for him. Now we all know.
Trapped gas is not a serious illness, but it can be mistaken for something more severe. It is usually caused by an underlying condition like irritable bowel syndrome. It doesn't usually come from holding in flatulence, but that you could think you're having a heart attack.
Yeah.
But you're holding in a fart. I try to keep the romance with my wife. I don't fart on her.
On her?
Or with her around. I mean, sometimes it's accident. She says when I sleep, I'm like a motorboat, but I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But I am just like, you know, I'm going to try to preserve some sort of romance. I don't like, I won't hold it in if it hurts. But I'm just not going to sit on her lap and give her one, you know?
Yeah. What do? You leave the room?
Yeah.
You gotta just go somewhere? Weird.
Or, no, I just, I mean, yeah, I don't, I just don't. I just,
it's not weird.
Maybe this.
It's polite.
Maybe I just don't push hard. to make noise.
I get you.
You know, I just try, to preserve some sort of romance. But she, by the way, is not embarrassed by any of that stuff. And she doesn't really fart or anything on me either. But
that's good.
I'm always like, yeah, I don't really want to come good. In. I don't want to be near if you're using the bathroom. But she's like, that's what humans do. She's like so much more mature than I am in all these ways. All right. So there's that story. The most expensive fries returned to New York. There's a restaurant there, $200 a plate for these fries, certified as the most expensive fries by Guinness. And $200 is a good price for the most expensive fries. $10,000, nobody would buy them.
Right.
But you got four drunk dudes at a table. They may buy the $200 most expensive fries. Hey, man, let's try. We should get this, huh?
I got $20.
I got, how much? How much you got, Trent? We'll Venmo you.
Right.
But that's the deal. They include Chipperbeck potatoes, Dom champagne, cage-free goose fat.
Oh, wow.
Truffle oil. It goes on and on. But for $200, you can get you a plate of these fries. All right, there you go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. A 25-year-old man was driving without a seatbelt. Police pull him over, and he's like, nah, ain't going down that easy. Jumps out of the car, runs, jumps on top of a train platform, and he's like, they're going to catch me. So he jumps from the train platform to the top of a building. He makes it. Only problem is he hurt his leg, and he had to call for help.
I'm surprised he didn't die jumping on this stuff. I mean, we see it in movies all the time, and I'm like, that would never happen in real life. The poor guy sprains his ankle and is like, all right, uncle, I'm out. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
A girl in New Jersey just graduated this month as valedictorian of her high school class, which is great. And valedictorian at her local community college, both at the same time. She actually got her college degree before her high school diploma. So that is some hard work paying off right there. That is awesome, Daniela. Let's go.
Number two.
Six teenagers in New York got their high school diplomas last month, then stripped off their robes and rushed out of graduation to go put out a fire. Someone's garage went up and they're all volunteer firefighters. Luckily, they stopped the fire from spreading and no one was hurt. And they got back in time for the graduation party. That is crazy. All right.
Number one.
According to Guinness, an 86-year-old woman has become the world's longest-serving flight attendant after 65 years of doing the job. Here is Bette Nash talking about why she got into the business and not wanting to retire.
I wanted to be a flight attendant from the time I got on the first airplane. I was 16 years old. The pilot and the flight attendant walked across the hall, and I thought that was for me. Even when I think I might retire or something, then I come to work and I think, oh, I couldn't do that.
You know, at first I thought 86, but then you hear her talk.
She sounds alert.
Yeah. Doesn't sound a day over 84.
Nah.
Does she? Yeah. She works for American Airlines, but she started with Eastern Air way back in 1957.
Never heard of that.
Old Orville and Wilbur
first
flew for them. Yeah. In Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. She was a flight attendant on that flight.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Don't forget, tickets on sale Friday for my final two comedically inspirational shows in Nashville. So Friday, 10 a.m., they'll go on sale at bobbybones.com. The shows are in August 12th and 13th. That's it. We'll see you guys. Have a great day. Until tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.